From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. It's our holiday music special. I'm here with Jacob Gans and Barry Hardiman. Let's kick it off with Paul Simon, Getting Ready for Christmas Day. Fabulous song, Paul Simon, from the record So Beautiful or So What this year's great record he did. I'm here, Barry Hardiman and Jacob Gans. Barry, there are many people in this building, actually, but you are one of the resident Christmas music nuts.
I am. I'm one of those residents. I in fact, sit in a little nut myself. Yes, I am. I'm a Christmas nut. I'm particularly a Christmas music
nut. Which is why we invite you on the show this year. And
I thought it was also because of the Wham last year, but...
You're not going to play Wham again, are you?
It's an all Wham Christmas. I kid.
Jacob, what do you have? Just kidding. So why don't you play me something? I assume somehow, some way, that you must have been touched by this music in one way or another when you were a kid.
So at my little Bolshevik Northeast school as a child, as a small child, we had something called the Yule Fest every
year. Bolshevik Northeast school. Hang on a minute.
Boston. Yeah. So, you know, we had this thing called the Yule Fest every year, and upon which, you know, every grade was assigned certain songs, and you got kind of excited about it. Now, I should make this disclaimer, which I know we're all going to make at some point, which is that I am a Christmas Jew, meaning that I'm a Jew that loves Christmas and Christmas music. But this particular song was one of the songs that we looked forward to singing, and I think this was the fourth grade song. It's an African-American spiritual, and this version, it's called Children Go Where I Send Thee, and this is the Natalie Merchant version, and it's kind of beautiful and has a little bit of swing to it.
Let's do
Take it away.
Yeah.
Now I'm just going to assume that they didn't play the Natalie Merchant version in your
no,
school.
No, it was small children, just, you know, yeah. going one by one. Sadly, there was no Natalie Merchant, but, you know, but there it is.
That's fabulous.
Inspiring.
You know, there's new stuff every year. One of the things that we look forward to Christmas-wise is pulling out the old stuff, and we're certainly going to do that today. But I got a new Christmas holiday song by Adam Akaraji that nobody probably knows this fellow, who, you know, we all hold on to our pet artists, you know, ones that we just root for all the time. Adam makes wonderful record after wonderful record, and a new one coming out in 2012. And that just popped into my email, a holiday song from him. He does Christmas Baby, Please Come Home, the Phil Spector song that Darlene Love made so famous.
And U2 covered.
And U2 covered. And Darlene Love made so famous. Let's give a listen to Adam Akaraji. He told me when I wrote to him today and told him I was going to put it on, he said, I did that at my grandparents' house. He nice. Set up a little studio.
Oh.
Oh, the snow's coming down. I'm watching it fall. Lots of people around. Baby, please come home. Oh, the church bells in town, all ringing in song, full of happy sounds. Baby, please come home. They're singing deck the hall, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Pretty lights on the tree, I'm watching them shine. You should be here with me. Baby, please come home.
Christmas. 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 Christmas.
They're singing deck the hall, but it's not like Christmas at all. I remember when you were here and all the fun we had last year. Oh, if there was a way, I'd hold back this tear. But it's Christmas Day. Baby, please come home. Baby, please. Baby,
lovely.
Isn't he good?
Yeah, it really, really is.
You can hear all of the different versions of that song in that song,
uh-huh.
and it's still his own version of it.
And,
really
and nice. Phil Spector would have done, you know, would have probably put a little of these in.
Like, but he would have let the jingling fade out before he started the song. Stop it.
And I can play these today because Jacob's in for Robin. You don't know this probably the story of the sleigh bells. I'm not going to go deep into it.
Are you kidding? I've listened to every single song.
Really?
Probably.
Okay.
I don't know.
I was just going to tell the story anyway. No.
Yeah, tell us the story.
No, but here's what I do.
Come on. Aww. Tell us.
Oh, shucks.
Let's, I mean, maybe, the fire's lit.
Oh, jeez. Maybe later.
The lights on the tree are so twinkly.
That's right. We have the LED holiday tree, the traditional LED holiday tree. Yes. We've got the LED.
It's not that newfangled LED.
And then we have the little candles, the little LED candles in the studio, and we're feeling the
spirit.
The love.
We're feeling the love, and yet we're going to play some really sad songs. I think it's really funny how a lot of Christmas songs are basically just super sad songs that, when you add Christmas to them, become even a little bit sadder. Like, this song that I'm going to play is by Prince. It's the B-side to his 1984 song, I Would Die For You, from Purple Rain. It's called Another Lonely Christmas, and this song has almost nothing to do with Christmas, except for the fact that...
That's where the action takes place.
Exactly, yeah. He mentions the word Christmas in the song. Otherwise, it's another incredible melodramatic Prince song from the mid-80s. Adding that little touch of holiday gloom makes it all the more tragic. It's called Another Lonely Christmas.
In your father's pool. Boy, he was upset that night. Boy, was that ever coming. Remember that night we played with Keaton for money, and you robbed me blind. Remember how you used to scream so loud, 'cause you hated the number 9. Hey, I saw your sister skating on the lake afternoon. Good heaven, how she's grown. She's the boy's skater. She's so tall, but your father's children. Oh, your father's children, baby. You know, you are the finest of them all. Guess that only applies to her. Baby, you promised me. Baby, you promised me you'd never leave. Then you died on the 25th day of December. Your mother said it was stress, but the doctor said you were dead. Now I say it's senseless. Every Christmas night for 7 years now, I drink banana daiquiris till I'm blind. As long as I can hear you smiling, baby, you won't hear my tears.
Been there. It's all the ones I dream about. You are the one that
boy, she really did leave him, didn't she?
She yeah. left him good.
Permanently.
Wow.
He can memorialize someone, though. I'm just saying, yeah. please.
Yeah, I'm really glad that guy was as famous as he was for the time that he was. There's no way that song exists without Prince being a ridiculously famous
That's right.
musician.
That's a good point.
And
to Prince. Everybody raise a banana daiquiri
that's right.
to Prince, really.
That Hold
traditional
it high.
Christmas drink.
What do you want to take us to, Barry?
To pick us up out of our drinks and our
Because we don't have banana daiquiris, I'm just saying.
No, we don't. I'm sorry. But we do have that LED Christmas
Claire,
tree.
Our intern, could you get us some banana daiquiris?
I'm really falling down on the job here. Do you know, I didn't know that such a thing existed. But in any case, let's take it straight to the wassail, because that's really what Christmas is about, is really the wassailing.
As a non-wassailer, probably when you were little.
Well, no, well, probably, yeah. I mean, you know, occasionally we were,
When
no.
did you figure it out what a wassail was?
Well, really, I believe it was probably, I mean, for a long time, I actually thought it was a dance. It was probably not until my teen years that I realized that it was something that you could actually legitimately drink, you know, the mulled wine over the, you know, and your parents would be like, oh, this is great, it's a transition, but then you could secretly get drunk. In any case, this is the Boar's Head Carol, which is a real traditional Christmas song. And this is the King Singers, just to really take us seriously traditional. And right. and honestly, if this doesn't put you in the spirit, then you should just have a banana daiquiri and lie down.
The boar's head in hand bear I, bedecked with bays and rosemary. And I pray may my masters be merry, for this deceit convivio. Caput apri defero, redens lares domino. The boar's head, as I understand, is the rarest dish in all the land, which thus bedecked with a gay galand, and thus servire cantico, caput apri defero, redens laudis domino. A steward hath provided this in honor of the king of bliss, which on this day to be served is in bed.
That's right. We went from banana daiquiris to an actual boar's head. If you were curious, that's a real boar's head they're talking about.
The other day, I was talking to somebody, and we were wondering whatever happened to the polyphonic spree, and there they were. A new holiday song came out. Unfortunately, it's from 2003, so we still wait. However, they have an app in the App Store. As I was looking for holiday apps, I came across, although it's not a holiday app, it's a little game, and it's got a song in it. So they're doing something, and they're going to put something out in 2012, but let's play this polyphonic spree song that was recently uncovered. It's called It's Christmas.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas is here.
Maybe.
That was so sweet.
Wow.
What just happened?
I know. It was sort of darling.
Yeah.
That really felt like a holiday.
Yeah. Tim DeLauder and Polyphonic Spree, which is a group of, you know, up to, I've seen them as 23 people on stage wearing robes. It's kind of like what Up With People was when you were a kid, only it's really cool.
Yeah.
It made me think when the little girl said, is now we going to do presents? today in the mail. I got a box, and I don't make this stuff up. This happened last year. Last year was kind of a weirder one where Robin hid my sleigh bells, and I had found
not
them, but didn't tell him that I found them. Anyway, it's a long story I won't go back into. But eventually a fan of ours mailed me when they heard I lost my sleigh bells. A fan who I won't mention because I don't know if he wants me to mention his name or not, sent me brand new sleigh bells, which are these, right? These are incredible, right? These are like five times the size of mine, which this is like the anti-Robin.
These are pretty intense.
Right. Yeah.
Well, this one says on it, you want to read what that says, Barry, right there?
It says, to Bob Boylan, all songs considered.
But no, the big white tape.
No, sorry. Oh, the big white tape. It says, jingle all the way with a great big exclamation point. And then it says, shake this box on the side.
Whoa, that destroyed my tree.
Right,
so I got to go fix my tree.
Yeah.
We'll open it later. Jacob, you want to take us?
Yeah, I'll take you somewhere. listening to Polyphonic Spree, that band with dozens of members, you guys were talking about how it really feels like Christmas to you. My experience of Christmases doesn't have those big concerts, doesn't have those huge moments of everybody gathering and, you know, decorating and things like that. My experience of Christmas really does sort of feel like this song that I'm going to play. It's like other days of the year, but there's more partying, there's more people in the background. Every once in a while, somebody stands up and says something, commands the attention of the room. That's exactly what happens in this song by the Walkmen. It's there's a story being told, but every once in a while, Hamilton Lithauser, the lead singer of the band, will just stand up and sing in his extremely loud voice the chorus of the song. The song itself is called Christmas Party, and it's sort of a obscure B-side from an EP that they put out in 2004.
So Christmas is here again with its tinsel and lights. The city is covered in snow. At our house, family and friends have gathered tonight to eat, drink, and share the holiday cheer. In this December, like Decembers before, we find ourselves reflecting, contemplating our lives as another chapter comes to a close. So here I sit at the Christmas party with a belly full of wine while the celebration dances around me. And I dream of you, and you're singing to me. Sleep as Saint Nick makes his rounds. And by tomorrow afternoon, as the last of the wrapping paper is tossed into the fire, this Christmas will be over. Why must it all go by so fast? Santa Claus, this Christmas, don't let these friends go home. Don't let the revelry end, and don't leave me here alone.
I felt tipsy.
We should just join his party. We don't want to let him down.
No. No, we should. Yeah.
They'll be so sad.
Yep.
I like that a lot. I've never heard it.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird little thing. It's like the sad person's idea of a perfect Christmas, right? Like everybody's around, but they know everybody's going to leave. Please, please, friend, yeah. Stay. Stick yeah, around.
It's got a real Eeyore quality in a yeah. lovely, lovely way. I like it.
Well put.
Yeah.
Let's do a few Hanukkah songs.
Yeah, speaking of people sticking around, this next one I'm going to play is one of my favorite pieces of Hanukkah Christmas music. It's really a lovely, lovely moment. And it actually, it's not from an album. This is actually from a Saturday Night Live skit that they put together with Darlene Love's vocals. And this happened in 2005. It's a production of Robert Smigel, who also gave us Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, and Darlene Love, who we've mentioned earlier, in the a really wonderful Christmas idea. And I post the video on
sure,
the
yeah.
website so you can look at it.
You really can't get the full effect without seeing the claymation. Yeah.
There's a moment with squirrels that I really think you should pay attention to. So anyway, so this is called Christmas Time for the Jews.
Yeah. On Christmas Eve, the Gentiles gather round the Christmas tree. They stay at home and party with their Goyisha family. They disappear one day each year and pass the eggnog round. But it's all right, 'cause that's the night the Jews control the town.
Basically, you know, has some of the best lines of all time. They can gang up on the Quakers, play for the Lakers. I mean, is there anything better, really?
That's really well done.
Yeah, it's good. I should actually say that I looked for something that, I've been searching many years for a Hanukkah song, a beautiful Hanukkah song, but most of them, as we've discussed, are funny. So Jacob and I discovered today that we have something in common, and we can actually maybe add to the genre, which is we are both violists.
Yeah.
So maybe next year you can...
I think it's better to call me maybe an erstwhile violist.
Well, I am also... I'm not even maybe. I mean, we could... In fact, we could call our band the
erstwhile
violists.
Oh, this is good.
I know. So you can expect a beautiful Hanukkah song with two violas.
Something nobody wanted.
But you're going to love it. December 2011. I mean, 12. Don't worry. We don't have to do it this year.
You got some rehearsal time.
Yeah, that's good. You have to get a viola.
Yeah.
Small details. So every year I roll out the Levies, my favorite Hanukkah music. But every year I pick a different song, and I've got, I have like 11 years to do this. I'm about 5 years in.
Do they just have the one record?
They have the one record. They've done nothing else.
It's amazing.
Leeves. How Do You Spell Hanukkah is one. Oh, last year we played at the Timeshare.
Oh, which is a real piece of genius.
It really was and is. So this year I'm going to play the song about Kugel. And really it's a song about how things aren't the way they used to be.
Kugel is It's sure good to see you and your sweet yellow noodles this holiday.
Another annual injection of the Levies.
That's a real plaintive cry.
Can we do that more than once a year? That's so great.
And there's
you
so
know
much.
What
I mean,
we should do. We should get
good.
Them to write songs for us.
That'd be great. Yeah, you can do that. You have that power, don't you?
Yeah, come on, Bob.
Let's do a project song with the Levies for next Hanukkah.
Yeah, maybe you can
my
have
God.
Two violas. I'm just saying.
I think we've hatched a plan.
Genius. Oh. We've hatched, that's true.
So you hear that, Adam Gardner and Dave Schneider? Mr. Zamboni and Mr. Guster, if you're still out there, we're still playing your music, and we got an idea. Call me.
Awesome. Well, I'll close out the Hanukkah section of the program with a song that I have to admit we are a year late in covering. This is a song that is by an a cappella group from Yeshiva University in New York. It's a sort of a parody of a song that was extremely popular last year. The group is called the Maccabees. The song is called Candlelight, and if you listened to Top 40 Radio last year, you will know it as Dynamite by Teo Cruz.
I'll tell a tale, 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 yeah. Of Maccabees in Israel, L, 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 yeah. When the Greeks tried to assail, sail, 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 yeah. But it was all to no avail, veil, 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 yeah, yeah. The war went on and on and on until the mighty Greeks were gone, yeah.
I put my lockers in the air sometimes, saying hey, oh. Spin the dreidel. Just wanna celebrate for all 8 nights. Singing ale, light the candle. We say I'll have me sing, oh yeah, for all 8 nights. Then we play dreidel by the candlelight. And I told you once, now I told you twice, about the miracle of the candlelight.
They took the field, 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 field. Their rivals thought, are they for real, 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 real? Those Maccabees, they never yield, 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 yield. They charged ahead with sword and shield, 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 shield. Yeah, yeah, the war went on and on and on until the mighty Greeks were gone.
Yeah, NPR Music's Ann Powers turned me on to that just recently. I missed that last year as well, but she said that was a big hit amongst our Jewish friends last year, and I can see why.
Me too. It really kind of got the party continuing here. I was going to say started, but it had already started.
It had started already. Yeah, yeah, it's true. Yeah,
speaking of parties, I think it's time I pop this thing open.
Yeah, let's see what's in there.
It can happen.
I can't imagine what is inside that box.
Me neither.
It seems
like maybe an umbrella or something.
This is from someone who is a fan of All Songs Considered. I met at a music festival.
Oh, I think you've got a card there.
I'll just say.
Oh.
It's from Andy. And what does Andy have to say? I found these at a yard sale recently. They made me think of you. Tell Robin that I'm sorry. But I just couldn't resist.
Oh, Rob.
Thank you for all the good music and stories. Oh, so sweet. And, you know, we have the best fans in the world, and they come up to Robin, they come up to me, maybe Jacob, they'll soon do that to you. Depends if Robin comes back or not. And all I can say is I'm really grateful for it. It's really just the sweetest thing in the world to be able to pass along music from great artists and then get thanked for it. Really is a bunch of wonderful people.
Yeah. This is the first gift of the holiday season. You're hearing the sounds
That's
of the
right.
first... It's holiday season 2011.
It's an audio unboxing. Holy cow.
Oh, my God.
Those are amazing.
Describe this.
Wow, it looks like it's maybe meant for a reindeer.
That's right.
Or a large man coming down a chimney. I mean,
it's a big leather belt type strap with jingle bells studded all over it. Yeah. I made it sound like it was a biker.
I was just about to say, now it's getting kind of a leather look to me. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, but this is definitely for, I think reindeer's probably right.
Yeah, definitely. That's how you get them. Get them going.
Thank you, Andy.
That's amazing.
Thank you, Andy. This is marvelous.
Yeah.
All you have to do is wear those, and Robin won't ever come back.
Deal.
All right. Let's
do one more round of songs.
Now that we've had that cheerful sound of sleigh bells ringing, let's head for the procession. No, I'm sorry. I am going to go to Merle Haggard, who I'm a big fan of. But this is actually, I don't know that I would actually consider this a Christmas song, even though it is about Christmas. It's called If We Make It Through December. It's actually quite a beautiful song. It's about more about, you know, the sort of the economic hardships which become more apparent around this time of year, you know. So this is a sad one, but it's Merle. So, you know, it's got a little like, this is sad, but I wrote a good song for you. Mama tried kind of feel to it. So here we go. Here's Merle Haggard.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, Got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. I wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. But my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Choice.
Yeah, so that's Merle Haggard. It's a 1973. I love the quality of if we it might be warmer somewhere else. There's a real over the rainbow quality to it too, even though it's also kind of a downer.
We were talking earlier about all those sad Christmas songs that offer some possibility of hope that, you know, baby will come back or things will be better next year. That's got that in spades.
Yep.
All right, I've got a good one that's I have to give my mom credit for this one. My mom, growing up with three sons, three sort of half-Jewish boys, my mom was raised Catholic, and we didn't have a whole lot of Christmas in our house when I was young, but she played a lot of music that is sort of sad Christmas music, the same way that is. John Prine's Christmas in Prison is the song that I heard a lot growing up, and I didn't necessarily think of it as Christmas music at the time. I just thought of it as the same kind of music that my mom liked to listen to. Another record that she played a whole lot was Caden and the McGarrigles, Dancer with Bruised Knees. The McGarrigle sisters put out a Christmas record in 2005 called The McGarrigle Christmas Hour. It's basically their entire family. Kate was married to Loudon Wainwright III. They had a couple of kids who are also relatively famous singers, Rufus and Martha. This song is sung by Rufus Wainwright. It's called Spotlight on Christmas. And
what a fabulous song.
I think it'll pick us up a little bit, yeah.
One, two, three, four. People love the working man who does the best that he can. But don't forget all the horses and toys never could fix the poor little rich boys. People say they love the maid who sweats and toils just like a slave. Don't forget all the diamonds and pearls never can fix the poor little rich girls. You can measure it. For these 12 days does the best that he can, but don't forget all the horses and toys never could fix the poor little rich boys.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's fabulous.
Thanks, Mom.
I think of the songs that are done, new ones, that's one of the one top 10.
Yeah, that's a great song. Yeah.
Yep.
So we now do something new every year, and it's now a tradition. It's a new one, and it has nothing to do with
these or these.
Oh, wow. Oh, different times. Oh, my God. It's
oh, Robin.
Is amazing.
We should call him up.
He's got them in both hands.
Yeah.
What it is, it's our Tiny Desk concert. Last year we had the Matt Wilson Trio, T-R-E-E-O, doing holiday music. Right. And this year we brought in Julian Coster. Julian Coster is known for his singing saw holiday Christmas album, but he's also known as a member of Neutral Milk Hotel. He came with a group he calls Music Tapes, who are also very well known.
He travels around every holiday season. He goes from town to town and plays house shows. You can book him play his Christmas set in your living room if you want to.
And I went to one of those living room sets after he came, and the tradition I'm talking about is a Tiny Desk concert. We brought him to our Tiny Desk. I went to one of those living rooms, and he sets up, mice that play the singing snowman, lights.
It's,
so I'm going to let Julian take us out. Julian Coster. Thank you all.
Merry Christmas to all. Happy Hanukkah to all.
Yeah, yes. Happy Hanukkah.
Happy holiday to everybody. Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy, yes.
Thank you to all that have been such a part of All Songs Considered all year long. We really appreciate it. We got a great year ahead already we're working on, so thank you.
This is a goodbye song. Anyway, this has been a beautiful, spontaneous Christmas feeling you guys created. Thanks. We've had fun.
From PR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hanging my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Sure is dark out, not the slightest spark out. Mind my claquette jaws. Who's there? Who is it? Are you stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me. That's just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Cold winds are howling. Could that be growling? My legs feel like straws. My, oh me, my. Kindly would you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus?
There. Is that you, Santa Claus? I'm all right. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys. Thanks for taking all that time off your work.